Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prihodime ku vam každu nedilju na stanicu Rusin FM o pio četvrtoj hodine u Pittsburghu a pio desiatoj hodine u Prijašovi. Ja jem Dean Paloka. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Rusins in America, the Carpatho Rusin Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on Rusin FM, archived on our media page. Go to c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, and today is Sunday, April 18th, 2021. Today's Carpatho Rusin Society Heritage Program has been sponsored in part by Carpatho Rusin Society President Emeritus John Righetti. John would like to dedicate today's broadcast to the memory of the following prominent Carpatho Rusin Society members who passed away in the last few months. Paul Popovich, who is the husband of Carpatho Rusin Society Cleveland Chapter co-president Barb Popovich, passed away March 25th. Ruth Bilcheck, we gave you her obituary last week on the program. She was a very active member of the Youngstown Warren Sharon Chapter. And last November 19th, Orestes Mihaly passed away. He was the first president of the Carpatho Rusin Society's New England chapter. Today's broadcast is in their memory. Thank you, John, for your donation to this radio broadcast. Vichnaya Yik Pamyat, Christos Voskrese, for Paul Popovich, Ruth Bilcheck, and Orestes Mihaly. We start with the Kondratchovsi, with Oy Zabava, and then Rusinske Trio with Holos Predkiu.
Сказала в понеділок моя мила, підем разом по барвінок чорнобрива. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела чорнобрива. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела чорнобрива. Ой, забава аж до рана, ой, забава цілу ніч. Гуляла аж до рана, а я не спав цілу ніч. То сказала у вівторок моя міла, поцілуєш разів 40 чорнобрива. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела чорнобрива. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела чорнобрива. Ой, забава аж до рана, ой, забава цілу ніч. Гуляла аж до рана, а я не спав цілу ніч. Сказала у середу моя міла, підем разом по череду чорнобрива. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела чорнобрива. Я прийшов, тебе нема, підманула, підвела чорнобрива. Ой, забава аж до рана, ой, забава цілу ніч. Гуляла аж до рана, а я не спав цілу ніч.
Ой, коза косит, а вітер повиває, довкола трава на землю лягає. земно полегла.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho Russian Society, and we have sponsors such as CRS President Emeritus John Rigetti. Thank you very much, John, for your donation to this program. Dedicating today's broadcast in memory of Paul Popovich, Ruth Bilichek, and Orestes Mihaly, who passed away within the last 6 months. We still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. We're still looking for a sponsor for the second special Easter broadcast on Sunday, May 2nd. So give me a call if you're interested. 412 412- 877-933-9351, or you can email me at this address, dean.paloca@gmail.com. dean.paloca@gmail.com.
Casava mi mamma, sede mi si avvitava. Casava mi mamma, sede mi si avvitava.
Io io sorriva, io io sorriva. Io io sorriva, sede mi stimava. Io io sorriva, io io sorriva.
Casava mi mamma, c'era si mandrigate. Casava mi mamma, c'era si mandrigate. Ya io to viva, ya io to viva. Ya io to viva, nai file contate.
Ya io to viva.
And mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time. Together, you and me, a future for our families. Here together, GCU is better than ever. GCU for life, GCU. GCU for life, GCU for life.
Building for your future, working hand in hand.
GCU for life, GCU. Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of the rates and products online by logging onto their webpage, GCUUSA.com, GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. 1-800-722-4428. This week's historic focus is on the upcoming birthday. Saturday the 24th is the 218th birthday of Father Alexander Duchnovich, considered the national awakener of the Russians. Father Alexander Duchnovich was born on April 24th, 1803, in the village of Topolya, then part of the Hungarian Kingdom in Upper Zemplin County, today in the northeastern tip of Slovakia. Known as the National Awakener of the Carpatho-Rusyn people, Duchnowicz was born into a family of priests. He completed his elementary studies in the town of Stakchin, where his maternal grandfather was cantor and teacher. After that, he was educated in Ushhorod, Košice, and then was accepted as a seminarian for the Eparchy of Prešov. Since there was no seminary in Prešov, he attended the seminary in Ushhorod. After ordination as a celibate Greek Catholic priest, he was assigned to work as a clerk in the chancery office in the Eparchy of Prešov. Since his conduct clashed with the conservative views of then-Bishop Gregory Tarkovich, Father Alexander was sent to serve as a parish priest in the remote villages of Chmeljova, also known as Komloša, and Beloveža, both in the Makovitsia region of Šariš County, not far from Bardejov, until 1838. He was later transferred to the Eparchy of Mukachevo and worked for the next 5 years in the eparchial administration in Ushhorod. Father Alexander returned to Prešov in 1844 and was appointed eparchial canon, and it was here in Prešov where Father Alexander was to become the central figure in the Rusyn National Awakening. During his younger years, Father Alexander's poetic works were written in Hungarian and were characterized by a sentimentalism influenced by Hungarian Romanticism. His later literary works were determined more by practical than aesthetic concerns. Because these writings were basically intended to enlighten and educate the population at large, they have immense value in the context of the Rusyn National Awakening, taking place against Magyarization as part of the 1848 Springtime of Nations taking place in the Hungarian Empire. Of particular importance in this regard is a series of school texts written in and several Rusyn language prayer books and liturgical texts, including the most popular, still used today, Chlib Dusha. In 1850, Father Alexander established the first Rusyn cultural association, the Prešov Literary Society, which published a series of books, including the first Rusyn literary anthologies, issued annually, entitled Pozdravlenia Rusinov. The anthology for 1851 included his poem Vruchania, whose opening lines, Ya Rusin byl, yesem I budu, I am, was, and will remain a Rusin, were to become the national credo of all Rusins. Father Alexander is also traditionally credited with having written the text which later became the Rusyn national anthem in Subcarpathia, Podkarpatskiyi Rusyny, Ostaute Hluboki Son, Subcarpathian Rusyns, arise from your deep slumber. Although recent scholarship suggests that he may not be its real author. Among his scholarly works were a history of the Eparchy of Prešov and a general history of Carpatho-Rusyns completed in 1853. Next week, we will give you the second portion of the life of Father Alexander Duchnowicz, whose 218th birthday we commemorate this Saturday, the 24th of April. Next, we have the two verses of his poem Vruchania, as sung by the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, better known as Ya Rusyn byl.
Oh,
Just a reminder that the Carpatho Rusyn Society is looking for volunteers. If you have expertise in different nonprofit areas, then we are looking for you. If you are interested in volunteering and are a Carpatho Rusyn Society member, please contact Bill Tarkulich at this email address, volunteer@c-rs.org. volunteer@c-rs.org, or you can call the Carpatho Rusyn Society and leave a message at area code 412-567-3077. 412-567-3077. Also, a reminder that the national election of officers for the Carpatho Rusyn Society is coming up on July 1st. If you are interested in being placed on the ballot, then please email this address, membership@c-rs.org. membership@c-rs.org. Or again, call the Carpatho Rusyn Society at 412-567-3077. 412-567-3077. I would like to thank Carpatho Rusyn Society President Emeritus John Righetti for sponsoring parts of today's broadcast in memory of members who passed recently, Paul Popovich, Ruth Bilcek, and Orestes Mihaly. Thank you, John, for your continued support of this broadcast. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me today on Holose Rusyniu Amerika, Voice of Rusyns in America, the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Join us again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time on Rusyn FM for another broadcast. Be sure to listen to Rusyn FM any time of the day or night, rusyn.fm. They have liturgical services, they have talks, they have different radio broadcasts, all for Rusyns. So that is rusyn.fm. If you're interested in listening to this broadcast any time of the day or night, please visit our archives, c-rsmedia.org. Soon, in the next month or so, we'll be going to podcast, and I will be giving you more information on that. But for now, go to c-rsmedia.org. You can also visit our parent page, the Carpatho Rusyn Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tyžden. S Bohom.
Rusinjev Amerika.